Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Dangerous Distractions. It was a Sunday afternoon. An experienced and cautious cyclist out for a relaxing ride was suddenly hit by a driver talking on a cell phone. She was thrown over 200 feet and killed on impact. The driver, an otherwise upstanding citizen, was charged and convicted with vehicular homicide. Distractions are a serious problem that impacts nearly every aspect of life, including our spiritual life. How are distractions impacting you? All drivers must contend with visual, manual, and cognitive distractions. In 2019, over 3,100 people were killed and about 424,000 were injured in crashes involving distracted drivers. About 1 in 5 of those people were not even in the vehicle. They were walking, riding their bikes, or doing something else near the road. Research points to the inherent dangers associated with texting, talking on a cell phone, using a navigation system, changing the radio station, and even eating while driving. Driving is not the only time we get distracted. We get distracted in many other ways. Look around you and you will find unfinished projects, half-read books, unplanned vacations, unlistened to podcasts, and a myriad of other examples in your own life that demonstrate that your focus was pulled away from one project to do something else. The dictionary defines distracted as unable to concentrate because one's mind is preoccupied. It defines distractedness as a state of being distracted. Are we living in a permanent state of distractedness? Let's face it, multitasking is challenging and in the wrong circumstances, dangerous. Interestingly enough, current cognitive research shows our brains have limited capacity for dual tasking. Our computers slow down when trying to perform too many tasks at one time. So too, our brain performs tasks slower when multitasking. Multitasking also slows down our reaction time. When we combine being distracted with fatigue, it exponentially increases the dangers. Social media, cell phone games, and technology in general compete for our attention, as do so many other things. As we become more conditioned to living in a world of distractions, our ability to listen, think carefully, be still, meditate, and pray are all negatively impacted. This clearly points to the spiritual danger of distractedness. One article I read said, quote, "The average person's mind wanders 47% of the time, according to a 2010 Harvard study. So nearly half the time you're doing one thing, you're thinking about something else," end quote. I think most of us experience this in our prayer life. Brain science reveals that certain emotional states of mind increase our distractedness. The blasted emotions of life, in other words, being bored, lonely, angry, stressed, and tired, can distract Christians, drawing them away from God and causing them to seek out other forms of worldly pleasure, such as alcohol, drugs, sex, or gambling. How many times have you sat in church and had so many thoughts in your head that you've forgotten the homily by the time it was over? How many times have you tried to pray and been distracted by a million other thoughts? In our hyper-distracted world, we need to learn once again to quiet our minds. We need to stop trying to do everything at once. We need to develop mindfulness skills. We need to become present in the moment rather than anticipating 100 other events in the future. And we need to make space in our thoughts for the Holy Spirit to speak to us. Romans 12 verse 2 states, "Do not conform yourself to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect. So how can we transform and renew our minds? This might seem like an odd thing to say, but there are ways to distract us from our distractedness. Science has shown us proven methods to calm our brains, slow us down, and increase our focus. These include watching inspiring shows, listening to inspirational podcasts, walking in nature, exercising, singing, laughing, playing with children, meditating, and making time for silence in our life. In our opening story, distractedness ended the life of the cyclist and destroyed the life of the driver. We must be careful to never allow distractedness to end or destroy our relationship with God. In conclusion, let's all ask ourselves the following questions. What distracts me from reading Scripture? What distracts me from my prayer time? What distracts me from quality time with my family and friends? What distracts me from being present to my spouse? What distracts me from loving more deeply? What distracts me from feeding the hungry or giving a drink to someone who is thirsty? What distracts me from clothing the naked or providing shelter to someone who is homeless? What distracts me from visiting those in prison? What distracts me from comforting the sick and dying? And finally, what most distracts me from a closer relationship with God? Once we identify the cause of our distractions, we should ask God for His help and guidance to remove these things from our life. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, please calm my mind and remove the distractions that keep me from doing Your will, prevent me from hearing Your voice, and interfere with the close relationship I seek to have with You. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can always invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.